Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
A clash in the Persian Gulf will shake the world, and then the Messiah will come and proclaim that salvation is at hand. Those words sound like something you might hear spoken by a rather far-out preacher at a prophecy conference, or perhaps a pitch for somebody's latest book. But that statement, which contends that a clash in the Persian Gulf will culminate with the coming of the Messiah, came from the lips of a respected Jewish rabbi in the early 1990s, Leibovich Rabbi Menachem Schneerson, an influential figure among Israel's ultra-Orthodox Jews, made that statement. He was expressing his belief that conflict cannot continue without the direct intervention of the Almighty Himself. How much more so does that scenario look realistic today? It's impossible to pick up a newspaper or turn on the TV without somebody focusing on Israel and her enemies, and how the conflict is affecting life today wherever you are. Almost every day somebody asks, are we moving towards Armageddon? Is this the beginning of World War III? Will there be an Antichrist who will appear and untangle the mess that the nations find themselves in? First, let's focus on the word Armageddon, and once we've established an understanding of what it is, see if the events that confront us right now could presage that great event. Though the word Armageddon is often used in the secular world, it's a term of biblical significance and is found in the context of biblical history. First, notice that Armageddon refers to a literal geographic place, a triangular valley in Israel. Actually, the word Armageddon comes from two Hebrew words, Har and Megiddo, and means the hill of Megiddo. It refers to that narrow strip of land in the valley of Esdraelon, east of Haifa, north of Jerusalem. It's strategically important because three continents touch this piece of terra firma: Europe, Africa, and Asia. And whenever an army moves from one to the other, the easiest, most direct route is through the Valley of Megiddo. The valley is a natural battlefield, and possibly more blood has been spilled in warfare in this valley than any other battlefield in the world, according to military historians. Gideon fought the Midianites here. Barak met the army of Sisera there. King Josiah was slain in battle there, and Saul met his death at the hands of the enemy right here as well. Napoleon stood on the brow of Megiddo and cried, "All the armies of the world could maneuver here for battle." Second, Armageddon represents the final great conflict in which the nations of the world will gather in fierce battle. It's undoubtedly the most hideous and terrible battle ever fought. And at the crest of that battle, Jesus Christ Himself will return. The book of Revelation describes this battle where Christ Himself says, "Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him so that he may not go naked and be shamefully exposed." Then they gathered the kings together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. The question that confronts the real issue is, could it be possible that the conflict in the Middle East we read about and hear about today will lead to that confrontation? Read Ezekiel 38, and there you will see the countries that you read about in the newspaper today.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.